Healthline, keeping you up to date with government policies, programs, health trends, and more.
I want to learn how to fly. This is probably the first interview I've actually said the fact that I have a dream to learn to fly. And I think I have a fighting chance. Because you know why? Because I know what to do to keep healthy. I know what to do when something is going wrong with my body.
It's easy to listen to the dreams of a fully functioning person and find comfort in their abilities, instantly predicting their success. But admittedly, you feel a twinge of doubt as you listen to someone you classify as unable or not well enough to fly share his or her dreams of doing just that. On today's Healthline, we listen to Matthew's story as he fights end-stage renal disease. End-stage renal failure, also called end-stage renal disease, ESRD, is the complete loss of kidney function. At the age of 12, Matthew Williams was diagnosed with ESRD, the disease that claimed the life of his father when Matthew was only 8. Unlike Matthew, his father developed ESRD from having diabetes. Now, after 15 years at the age of 27, Matthew continues to live with ESRD, having experienced permanent damage to both kidneys.
In the night when your child went to bed, it could be the fact that the child has a problem with the kidney. I had a little of that back then.
Matthew says it was during his medical for high school that protein was found in his urine. Some of Matthew's hardest challenges occurred during his school years, as he often had to miss days from school.
I basically missed the entire part of Pinkashinai, grade 7. Reason being because I just got sick. So I was admitted into Financial Hospital first for 3 months. Then I was admitted into KPH thereafter for almost a year.
Matthew started dialysis in grade 9, which saw him missing school every Tuesday and Friday for treatment. Dialysis is a way of treating end-stage renal disease, where an artificial kidney is used to flush the toxins from the body. This artificial kidney also controls the water balance, pH, and blood pressure in a patient. It performs the exact function of the kidney and sees patients visiting the doctor roughly 2 to 3 times per week, 4 hours per visit. Persons with ESRD have significant difficulties finding and keeping jobs due to the frequency of treatments.
One of the most debilitating things is that when you have kidney failure, nobody wants to hire you. So you can imagine you're out of a job, you have to travel if you live in a rural part of Jamaica to a dialysis center. You don't have easy access to hemodialysis. You have to travel usually to get to dialysis.
Urologist and amateur nephrologist Dr. Lawson Douglas. Dialysis can cost roughly $15,000 per private session, amounting to $30,000 to $45,000 per week, depending on how many times the patient undergoes treatment. Matthew says the Kidney Support Foundation of Jamaica has provided him with extensive support by helping to finance his education and transportation.
They even put on patient days for all of the kidney patients in Jamaica. And so they are really good support, even in paying my school fee, in part, because they pay part of my school fee, because my school fee for pharmacy technician was $280,000. And remember, my mom's not working.
After sitting exams, then returning to pursue a pharmacy technician course, Matthew now works in that capacity. The pharmacy technician attributes his strength to God, as he believes his Christian background and faith in God makes him a strong person. He hopes to get a kidney transplant, but says if efforts prove unsuccessful, he will continue fighting to live. Matthew represents one in thousands of Jamaicans living with end-stage renal disease who have dreams and aspirations and choose to continue working towards them despite their limitations. That's it for this week's edition of Healthline. I'm Twyla Whelan. Join us again next week for more.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.